This is John McMullen. Welcome you to the next episode of The John Mack Show. It's now 3:10 in the morning, and I completed tonight the first episode of The John Mack Radio Show. And we had great hopes, and generally, except for a major technical problem, it went off well. The major technical problem had to do with dead air for about 8 minutes. The my connection dropped, and my guest was left all alone at the radio station. However, the once it appears on the internet, once you get to hear other than the live version, that will have disappeared because my editor will have, not my editor in this case, it's my producer, will have edited the recording and dropped out to dead space. All in all, it was an interesting discussion. I had a Paul Levinson, a professor of communication and media studies at Fordham University, speaking on his life. He's, in addition to being a professor, he's a serious writer, writing about Marshall McLuhan and his and the impact that McLuhan has had, tied in with the digital revolution that McLuhan saw coming, but didn't see the speed and all of the ramifications of it. And then we talked about Paul science fiction writing, which is very well received. He's been in Analog and in many other magazines, as well as having a 9 books of science fiction. Now, all very interesting. And then we had call-ins. Now we had another talk show host, Maggie Mulvihill, called in, and Donald Shea, who will be having the show on the same network that Maggie and I are on. So it was an interesting night, and it was a good conversation. But the frustration was there because there'd been so much planning and everything, and all of a sudden you're on the air and you're speaking, and then you realize that no one can hear you, and people are saying hello, hello, hello. So that was upsetting. But however, it's a very good platform, and I'm extremely happy with the fact that people seem to have been listening and sent notes. They tried to make light of the technical glitch, and it was disconcerting. However, the company was good, the conversation was good, and it was open-ended at the end, so we were able to make up the 8 or 10 minutes that were lost, and we actually went well over an hour. So I hope that people listen to it. They'll be able to link to it on my website, the same site that my podcasts are published, and articles. The next week, we'll have director of the local Episcopal Church, Mohegan Lake, New York, Mother Claire Woodley, who was originally from Minnesota, and began her life as a, number one, as a Roman Catholic, and number two, as the person who was committed to making a career in the theatrical world. She came to New York for that, from Minnesota, and her life changed. Her life changed. At some point, she decided that she could be doing other things that would be more rewarding for her, both spiritually and physically, and more rewarding for other people. She'd have a bigger impact. And she certainly has had an impact on the local community. The food pantry that her parish operates feeds hundreds of people weekly. And it's just there's been a big change in the parish, way I understand it, from talking to people that have been there before her. And she has made an impact on the community. And she also has an ecumenical relationship with the Roman Catholic parish in the area, St. Elizabeth M. Seton from Shrub Hook. And she and Monsignor Thomas Sandy, the pastor of that parish, have collaborated in many things. Seton is the biggest contributor of goods for St. Mary's Food Pantry, and some of the people from Seton work in the food pantry at St. Mary's. So it's religion has made a positive impact in my area, and I hope that I can that in this day of people attacking in religions, both their own and other religions, that I can bring to you the story of not only Mother Claire, but of the impact that religion has had in my local area. I want Senior Sandy, who is on a pilgrimage to England, will be the guest in December. And so we have those two religious leaders. We'll also be having some poets and some novelists and some other folks, as well as a former federal prosecutor in the computer crime area, an internet pioneer, and people in the field of medicine, and hopefully other interesting things. So the John Mack radio show is differentiated from the John Mack show, which are podcasts, are on every Sunday night at 7 p.m. And if you go to my website, where these articles are linked to, and the website, for those who haven't been there, is www.johnmack13, that's johnmack13.com. And you will find a schedule of the guests, and once the show has been on the air, there's a link to the show. The URLs that are hot there will take you to the show. So, and until next time, I am going back to bed. It's at 3:17 in the morning. And until next time, this is John McMullen saying, see ya.